Happy Mother's Day. It's me, Miss Self Love, your breakup strategist, and it is 6 a.m. No, it's 6:50 a.m. in New York. And I woke up and I had to do this podcast because I have to explain what's going on here. I did an episode on it some years back, but I didn't explain it with children and all of this stuff and things of that nature. You know, I also have, my son is 15. Y'all be seeing him on my Instagram today. He's so cute, so handsome. He's so handsome. But listen. I said on my Instagram, what I said? I said, do not text your ex's mother Happy Mother's Day. You know, one of those posts that I didn't explain myself. I just said, text me at my Self Love text message community at 347-572-7350. All right. So let's break down a couple of reasons as to why you should not be texting your ex's mother for Mother's Day, even if you have children. And especially if you have children. Because number one, you're the ex. You're not the wife or the girlfriend anymore. It's not the baby mother's responsibility to be texting their ex's mother for Mother's Day. That is not your role anymore. Learn your new role. Your new role is to mind your business and to take care of your kids and to cordially co-parent or whatever is going on with that whole cordially co-parenting situation, however that works. Your role is not to be acting like the wife or the girlfriend and texting your ex's mother for Mother's Day. That is his new wife's responsibility. I'm pretty sure he has a new wife and girlfriend, doesn't he? Yeah, that's her responsibility to text that. That's not your mother-in-law anymore. Guess what? When you break up with him, you break up with her. You break up with the family. And if there are kids in the middle, that is not even your grandmother. Whose grandmother is that? That's the kid's grandmother. That's not your grandmother, and that's not your mother-in-law. Play your role as you should, as you have boundaries and as you have confidence. You're not looking mad. You're not looking angry. You're looking like you have some confidence, some boundaries, and a whole lot of sense that you are minding your business and you are drinking your water. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Like, you are worrying about yourself. Like, you're maybe thinking about your new mother-in-law that you are manifesting for the future. How you're going to be texting your new, how you're moving on to the future. How you know how to detach. That ex, when you break up, team ex, all his family is on his side. They're not on your side. That is not your support system. This is why I say after a breakup, you have to detach and learn how to get a new support system. All these little things, the little text messages you're sending and all these little things you're doing is why you're still not over the breakup. Little things add up to you getting over a breakup, not big things. All these little text messages and little things you're doing on social media and still being attached to the family. No, you can't be the sister's friend anymore. The sister's not your friend. All of this stuff is his family, his team. It sucks after a breakup that you have to get a whole new support system and a whole new team. But that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do in order to move on with your life. In order to move on and stop messing with your brain and texting his, basically talking to his mother's almost like talking to him. He did come out of her vagina. Please share this with someone who needs this. Please share this with someone who needs this. This is not about being mad or sad. This is about having boundaries so you can, you have to put yourself first. You have to put your brain first. You have to put your mental health first. We cannot be people pleasing after a breakup. Let me explain to you what's going to happen when you do not text your ex's mother for Mother's Day. Nothing. You're going to get stronger. You're going to move farther away from still having any type of attachment to your ex. You're going to get better. You're going to form a new routine. That's the whole thing after breakup. We still rolling in the same routines with our ex. You have to find a new routine. The old routine don't exist anymore. It is over. All of that is over. It is not your responsibility to do that. I'm sure your ex has a new person. I'm sure your ex has a new, you know, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Why are you still doing things that's not your responsibility? That is a new person's responsibility. We have to play our roles right so we don't be out here looking silly. Looking like we don't have a life. Looking like we don't have confidence and boundaries, because we do. We have to find a new routine after a breakup. We have to discover our new selves in a new routine. We have to start manifesting a new mother-in-law. How are you going to manifest a new mother-in-law? You still want to think about texting the old one. It's not your responsibility. So take your fingers for Mother's Day and text yourself Happy Mother's Day. Or you can text me Happy Mother's Day. Y'all gonna see my son. He is so handsome. Text me self-love at 347-572-7350. Self-love text message community. I talk about this community all the time. It is free. As of now, it's free. Make sure you're getting in while it's free. So you can get motivational text messages so you can remember who the fuck you are. You can set some boundaries and form a new routine. You have to routinize yourself. Get a new routine after a breakup. Stop falling into the old routine. It don't exist anymore. It's not the same anymore. That's not your mother-in-law anymore. All right, so I just wanted to say that. Besides that, Happy Mother's Day to all you amazing ladies, all right? This is not about your ex today. Don't make it about your ex. Even if you don't have children with your ex, still don't text the mom. We have to form a new routine. We have to manifest new people in our life, a new support system. That's how you're going to get over this breakup. That's how you're really going to be free from this breakup in your mind. You're still trapped in your mind. All right? I'm just telling you the right things that you need to do to move past this breakup and protect yourself and protect your mind and protect your heart and protect your soul. You come first. You have to form a new routine. It doesn't matter whether people think you're mad or sad or upset. You have to form a new routine. If you're having trouble doing that, that's where you get with me with the 30-day detox from your ex program, all right? So email me at ms.selflove, ms.selfluv@gmail.com, okay? So we can get you in a 30-day detox from your ex program. If this is still, you know, bothering you, we're almost at the end of the year again. We have to move past this breakup. We're in May. We have to move past this breakup now so you can enjoy the summer, okay? The summer's approaching. You want to enjoy it with a clear mind. All right. So that's all I had to say for Mother's Day. Make sure you're checking out my Instagram. I'm going to post some Mother's Day pics up with my son. And it's going to be cute. And enjoy y'all Mother's Day, right? And share this with someone who needs this. And have an amazing day. I love you guys.